Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Relationship Goals Affirmations for a Loving Partnership. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving deep into something that can feel heavy, letting go of resentment in our relationships. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible backpack of anger or hurt? You know, the one that weighs you down and makes it harder to truly connect with your partner. Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments. But here's the thing. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us more than anyone else. So today, we're going to break down how to release that grip and step into a lighter, freer relationship. Ready? Let's go. First things first, acknowledging the resentment is key. I mean, you can't heal something you don't recognize, right? Take a moment to really feel it, the anger, the sadness, the frustration. Don't judge yourself for those feelings, they're valid. But once you've acknowledged them, ask yourself, is this serving me? Is holding on to this anger actually making things better in my relationship? Chances are it's not. Next up, communication is your superpower. When you're feeling resentful, it's easy to shut down or lash out. But taking the time to have a calm, honest conversation with your partner can be incredibly powerful. Share your feelings without blaming them. Focus on how their actions made you feel. Remember, I feel, statements are always more effective than you always, sentences. Now, listen up, because this one is crucial. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the burden of anger. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened, but choosing to let go of the pain it holds over you. Think of it like this. Resentment is a heavy anchor dragging you down, while forgiveness is a light, buoyant raft carrying you towards peace. And speaking of peace, self-care is your non-negotiable. Taking care of your physical and emotional well-being is essential to navigating challenging emotions. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, indulging in a hot bath, or simply carving out time for quiet reflection, remember to prioritize yourself. When you feel good, you can approach relationships with more clarity and compassion. Finally, keep in mind that letting go of resentment is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. There will be ups and downs, but by consistently practicing these steps, you'll gradually create a space of love, understanding, and growth in your relationship. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this couple, Sarah and Tom. They've been together for years, but lately, things haven't felt quite right. Sarah feels resentful because Tom hasn't pulled his weight around the house. She's tired of taking on all the responsibility while he seems oblivious. Sound familiar? Here's where it gets interesting. Sarah decides to take a deep breath and have an honest conversation with Tom. Instead of accusing him, she calmly explains how his actions make her feel overwhelmed and undervalued. To her surprise, Tom listens attentively and apologizes for not being more aware of Sarah's needs. They agree on a plan to share household tasks more fairly, and suddenly, the resentment starts to dissipate. They realize that open communication and a willingness to compromise can work wonders in mending any relationship rift. So, remember, letting go of resentment isn't about sweeping things under the rug, it's about addressing issues head-on with love and understanding. It's about choosing forgiveness, prioritizing self-care, and cultivating a deeper connection with your partner. Are you ready to ditch that backpack of anger and step into a brighter, more loving relationship? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review telling us what resonates with you. I love hearing from all my amazing listeners. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to create the relationships we deserve. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.